Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Nice series by the Tigers. I'm sorry that I don't think the universe got tilted on its axis like some of the other guys at this place. Your job is to win series. Keep winning them. It's June, guys. Trust me, my intensity will rise in August and September. Just keep playing.
Hater.
Not at all. But I dude, if you do referendum radio every series in a baseball season,
you're going to burn yourself out.
You'll be in a padded room.
Oh, you will.
It was a really nice weekend for them. But if you're at home and you have Scooble in a three-game set, you're supposed to win the series. Mm-hmm. They won the series. David, ticket text, please.
I've always hated umps. It should be a consistent strike zone every game. Robots are used effectively in other sports. Why not here? Agree with Mike. Something has to change fast. This stuff is getting ridiculous. Please bring the robot umps here.
And again, the robot ump is not going to get fooled by pitch framing, which means we can chill out on pitch framing. I know why teams teach it. I think catchers who are good at it are immensely valuable. Mm-hmm. None of these things are in debate. It is about watching the game and feeling like you've got David Copperfield behind the plate. I just want to see the ball hit the mitt, not the zabba-dabba-doo-dah where it's... robot ump. Enough. Because these guys can't handle the framing. They can't. They're like Homer Simpson back there.
I don't know about that. But now I'm with you. I mean, we have the technology. Why not use it? And if it means that you'll have more accurate balls and strikes, let's just go with that.
Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Mike, Enrico, and David, and Kenny? Congratulations. I'm with you, robot umpires. However, if they decide to keep these idiots around, I feel like one of two things should happen when they make a bad call. They should either have to pay a fine, or the player they made a bad call on should be able to punch them in the face. Just one time.
You know what, Matt?
The entire game.
Matt, here's the thing. Probably not going to happen, but you know what I would love to see? If you're going to keep the umpires, make them step up to the press conference and explain why they made a bad call. Coaches have to do it. Players have to do it. Why not umpires? Why do they get to do whatever they want to do and then get whisked away with security? I'm with you.
That's
maybe
great.
Not punching in the face, but how about we go that route?
Okay. Accountability is definitely what they need because they're crazy.
No, and Matt, I understand. Look, the Tigers got several, and I mean several, benefits of the doubt this weekend where the umps straight up blew the call against the Cubs and the Cubs were unnerved. It was a two-day carryover. If that were A.J. Hinch getting thrown out and Javi Baez turned to the ump and said, hey, you're having a bad day, people's hair would be on fire. So approach it with the same energy. And we all know it needs to change. It's ridiculous. So robot ump for you, not the review, right? Not the challenge system. You want full robot ump.
I want robot umpire.
Okay. I'm not mad at it, Matty. I'm with you. I don't even want to look at these people. Umpires' faces upset me.
Just no punching in the face. But accountability.
I wouldn't have been mad if Craig Counsell did that yesterday, honestly. It would have made for better television. The Cubs weren't hitting anything yesterday.
He would have been banned from baseball.
It'd be worth it. You'd be a hero. You'd be in Cooperstown. Guy who punched ump.
He would not be in He would be in Troy.
Is Pedro in Cooperstown? He assaulted a senior citizen in Don Zimmer.
Okay, you know what? Don Zimmer messed around and found out.
He did. He went to the ground like a bag of ravioli.
What you gonna do, this?
And we dead. Go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I was wondering, instead of having R2-D2 behind the dish, I think an umpire who's been part of this game for over 100 years belongs. Now, my idea, very simple, he's got a wristband, one on his right, one on his left. Somebody up in the press box watches the box. The ball goes inside the box. He gets a zing on the right hand, calls a strike. It's a ball, it's a ball. But at the same time, I'm wondering also, Mike, how are we going to call a play if there's a play at home like there was the other day? Would the robot do that?
Fascinating. You know what? Maybe your idea is the right idea. We still have a babysitter for the Betamax 3000. The human calls plays at the plate.
Right. No, you stand there. We're going to take away the balls and strikes. You just call safer out at the plate.
Mike, that's a really good point. Okay. Noted. So we'll keep these idiots.
Solution, Mike.
Yeah, no, we'll keep these guys. We'll just clip their wings. You stand there. Look pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, done. So maybe the challenge system is what we need. Maybe it is. But here's my biggest thing to anyone listening. Do you just agree we have reached a flashpoint with baseball? And listen, you've got a team that's going to be gunning for the World Series. You know the last thing any of us want to deal with? Something that ends your season because one of these hillbillies behind the dish blows a critical call and you have no mechanism to fix it. None. And one pitch can change everything. That 1-1 count, man on first and third, and it's a blown call and now it's a 1-2 count, you've just shifted the odds of success by over 100 points. Maybe, maybe we do leave these guys and it's just the challenge. You get three challenges. Yeah. Every one you get right, you keep them. If an ump blows 17 calls and you're right 17 times challenging, you can keep challenging.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I don't know. I'd love the robot ump. But Mike is right. We would need something for home plate. Yeah, Kenny.
Who is allowed to make the challenge? We're assuming the pitcher, we're assuming the catcher, and we're assuming the batter, right?
Yes.
And that's it.
I would say so, right?
I mean, do you want a challenge coming from the dugout is my question.
I think you would need to clear it. Now, that would have to be like the NBA. The problem is in the NBA now, every call the players are going like this, and it's like, no, you're wrong, idiot.
But also, you don't want to deal with a lengthy delay coming from the dugout going, hang on, let's check the video. But wait, hold on. Everybody wait.
Hold on to Rico's point, though. That's where the sky judge comes in. That's the one thing your poverty sport has done right. They got everybody in Toronto watching the TVs. If you have Rico Judge, who's watched the pitch, The square is on your television.
Right.
All it is bing bong. That was a strike. You're fired.
Yeah.
Done. 10 seconds.
It's the only thing that works right in Toronto.
Okay. That's poor Kenny, man. We're not trashing the Wings today. Life is good for you. Let's go to Rob in Detroit, 97.1. Robbie, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
Hey. Good, Rob. What's up?
All right. I'm an umpire for Little League right now, and everybody's calling in saying they're idiots and this and that. But you got to understand, when there's an umpire and the coaches are complaining from the angle, you can't see the strike. Everything that's close, oh, it's a strike. Oh, it's a strike. You know, it's a different angle from each side. And you're talking about framing. And that's what you teach the kids to do, to frame the ball. That's what I try to tell them. But if it hits the dirt, yeah, you can't call that a strike. But, I mean, it's just the guy Mike beat me to the punch about, what are you going to make a call at home? Who's going to make the call? You know, if it's a close play, somebody's got to make the call. And half the time, they complain about that too. But you got to umpire to see how it is. If you ever umpire the game, you'll change everything that you guys are talking about right now.
But hold on. So step back from being an ump at the junior level. And when you're watching a Major League Baseball game, Rob, you know correct. What I'm saying. You're absolutely right. They are taught to frame pitches. But tell me it hasn't gotten out of control when you're watching. It is insanity. And as an ump, it would anger me to watch that. So
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right, brother. I want your take on that.
No, I see. The thing is, I'm trying to move up to actually get into college umpiring and to get into Major League Baseball. But it's so hard now. You have to know somebody to get in there.
Yeah.
And by the time I get up there, like you said, it would be robots. But it's just like people got to calm down, count to 10, think about it, just go on. It's a game.
I agree to a point, but Rob, we're dealing in hundreds of millions of dollars. This is Major League Baseball. And no, I don't think I need to count to 10 when the dinosaur behind home plate. I mean, how long was Cowboy Joe West and C.B. Buckner and Angel Hernandez?
Bums.
Like, honestly, because there's no accountability. Rico's always been right. Make him do a press conference, put the video up on the board, and go ahead. What do you say about that?
Yeah. I mean, referees, umpires, all of them, but they get to just walk away scot-free. You blew the call. Well, you know, you can't argue balls and strikes, or you can't argue this call, and then they're gone.
Just do what Michigan does. Say it was a lone wolf.
The coaches and the players.
David, come on. I haven't seen you in 4 days. I owed you one.
As bad as a call is, as bad as a play, a player has to sit there and say, yes, I blew this play. I didn't do this. A coach has to say, well, why did the team come
and
back
how about
from 20
this?
Points?
If you challenge the call and you're wrong, your player's thrown out. Ooh. Cost of doing business.
Wow. Ooh.
Okay, big mouth, you want to challenge it? You want to show me up? You're wrong? Out.
One of you has to go, either you or the player.
Be like sure.
That. Okay.
David, take a text.
Didn't realize the 1901 Club needed to use actual stagecoaches to deliver the hot food. Crazy they haven't solved that. That is from Rich.
It's actually back to 1901. We don't have refrigeration. What is going on? I mean, hold on. David, real quick. Kenny, you said Doug and Scott got some traction on this. People, they still do not have hot food in the 1901.
So, unverified, this was a caller that called in with this. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but there was a caller that said they only served peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and beer.
So it's a Delta flight.
Right.
So it's take me out to the ball game.
Correct. That's exactly what it is. I don't know if that's true. That's unverified rumor. But if that's the case, that's tough. That's a tough look.
Okay. Good stuff. That sounds really alluring. Okay. FanDuel, best place to bet your player props. See, this is the Jim Costa thing.
Ooh, I really like Halliburton first quarter.
Okay. Go to FanDuel. They'll have it.
Is that how he sounds?
That's exactly how Cookies sounds.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.